Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollock. Yes. 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 That's Kevin Pollock. I know. Sometimes I wake up and I wish it was. Did you not see me? I was waving at you the whole time. Pull your head out of your ass for fuck. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? No particular order. Say hey to Captain Chris Alvarado. Surfs with Wolves. Thoughts on this season of Below Deck Mediterranean.
Malia, there's never been a better bosun in the history of the world than Malia.
Yeah.
She's incredible.
I got it.
She's generous. She's sweet. She's positive. She gives people opportunity. And when she needs to correct them, it's not in a shitty way. She's there to make them better people. And those three deckhands, those three men, are delights.
Yeah. We've never had this lack of drama.
It's just so Lexi. Yeah. It's just Lexi.
And apologies to the rest of you. Now let's welcome back Gary Anthony Williams.
Oh, if you had any idea how good it feels to be back, it feels great.
I don't. Go ahead and describe it.
You know what? I don't know if you've ever had cinnamon put in the bottom of a latte, but if you get all the way to the bottom, it's too much cinnamon.
Yes.
But right before you get there. It's like that perfect balance of cinnamon, and that's what it feels like.
Oh, that was beautiful.
That was beautiful, and I wrote all of it down.
Perfectly sweet sip.
It's the right. It's
also the last good sip.
It's the last good one. Cinnamon turns into a slime at the bottom, doesn't it?
Like a bitter.
Why?
A bitter slime.
I'm so glad everyone has feelings at all about cinnamon. And now let's welcome Jackie Gonzalez de Ruthie. Muy bonito con gas. Scariest place you've hiked?
Scariest place I've hiked. You know, I don't go too crazy. I know my limits. But I will say the scariest time that I've hiked. I was hiking just Griffith Observatory. You could walk there from my apartment. So I'd hike almost every day. I was hiking and this is a very short amount of time in my life when I decided maybe I'll run. Maybe I'll become somebody who runs. Didn't last. But thank God at this time I was somebody who runs because I'm on the trail and I'm wearing exercise gear, tight fitted. And there are these gaggle of bros who start saying things in Spanish, but I know what they're saying. And so I'm just like, okay. But it gets to the point where I'm like, oh, this is weird. They are kind of like, they have now moved from their spot and they're behind me, trailing me. I've got to run. So I hauled fucking ass down the mountain for a very long time until I got home. That was probably my scariest like moment on the trail. Actually, and the other day I was hiking with Pat and a man, sorry that all my scary moments are with men, but a man is walking in the opposite direction and no one else is on this trail. Like it's like 5 p.m. A man is walking, staring at me, not blinking.
Wow.
With a laceration on his forehead, bleeding.
Sure.
Wow. Sure.
It was just, and he passed and Pat was like, what the fuck? And I was like, does he not know he's bleeding? That was to me, right? And he's like, that was only to you. That was only to you. I was like, that was scary too. A couple of scary ones. But I keep hiking. I won't stop.
No, don't ever stop. You don't let those open wounds get to you, God damn it.
That's right. And I know that if he comes at me, I throw some shit in that open wound.
Did you hear the moniker I gave you, by the way? I worked a little too hard on it.
Can I hear it again?
Muy bonita con gas.
Oh, thank you. And you know what? And it's true and it's natural. It's true and it's natural.
All right.
Thank you.
I didn't think you heard it because there was no response.
I heard like monkey song. I was like, what is that?
Sure.
What is that?
Monkey was the other one. I couldn't figure out how to say it in Spanish.
My monkey, Jackie the monkey.
Hey, there's James Heaney. Calamity Jim, how often do you eat fish?
Often. It's healthy for the brain. So we try to eat salmon once a week. Sometimes it'll go a couple of weeks without it, but sometimes it's twice in a week.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I just kind of strange that you're now referring to yourself as we.
Oh,
no, it's cool. It's cool. I'm not here to judge.
That's true, but I am typically the cook of the household. So when I'm cooking, it's for the we, you know?
I thought you meant like me and my mouth.
Look out, it's Caroline Cotter. Skate, don't hate. What's your new favorite guilty pleasure? Damn it.
Oh.
You know, when no one's looking.
I know. Listen, I don't know. Like, I don't think that. I mean, I think most of my personality is things that are not okay to do. So I have to kind of remove guilt from the equation. You know what
yes.
I mean?
That's healthy. Guilt-free living.
Well, I guess something I felt guilty about before and now I'm not is I have a lot of cockroaches in my apartment. Mm-hmm. So I've been taking pictures of them and texting them to my landlord. So I'm not eating them or anything. I know that it's set up to do something kind of crazy, but I have a lot of pictures of them on my phone. If you guys want me to send them to you, if you want to text, let me know.
Please. Yeah.
Are they big or small?
Both. Everything. Oh, any kind of thing you could want. They're big,
that
chunky ones.
So triggering for me.
One. And like, I, not to brag, but I lived in New York for quite a while.
Okay.
And I saw some big, juicy boys there. And these are really competing with them. And one, the other day, came at me. It was coming at me. Mm-hmm. It saw me from across the room and I heard it tap on its little tap shoes over to me. And it was like so big. And I have a picture of it under a cup. Anyway.
Are you kidding?
Did it
them?
Get up on its little hind legs and come at you?
It did. It did a little time step for me. It did a little dance.
And then a little Savon Glover break. And then
no,
back.
Exactly. I can't kill them because they're so big and crunchy. So I like will see if they suffocate under a cup. I was out of town for a couple weeks. I left one under a cup.
This is a horror movie.
I feel like I should feel guilty about this, and it's not a pleasure anyway.
No, this is so much more than I was hoping.
He won't come. My landlord won't come. I've been texting him emails.
That's none of our business. That's the part that's none of our business.
If you guys know my landlord, please get him to come here.
Oh, sure. That we can do. And last but the pedal to the groin, if you think him least, it's Joey Greer. Knuckle Dick, please share.
Oh, Knuckle Dick.
That's a moniker, isn't it? I don't know what a moniker is, but it made me giggle.
Please share any true story from a cruise ship trip.
I used to go on cruises all the time. Yeah. I'm from Miami and South Florida's major hub for cruise ships and any kind of water sport. Mm. And it's a lot of these different, like, what's it called? What's going on?
I just thought of a cruise ship as being a water sport. I'm sorry. I'm still here, though. I'm still here.
No, I'm just done. They're like, on cruise ships, there are pools.
Yep.
There are slides. And also smaller, teenier, tinier boats inside the ship that then you can go out and actually get into the water. Because a lot of people don't realize this. You're on a cruise ship. It's not a normal size boat. It's really tall. And you might want to jump into the water off of a cruise ship. Go ahead. I'm not a doctor, but I'll tell you this. You hit the water jumping off of a cruise ship, it's like hitting electricity. Okay? So just be very mindful of that. But if you jump off a boat that's normal size and you hit the water, it's like little tiny pillows.
Sure.
So that's the biggest difference I can give you on that. But so
There's no but.
Yeah. So there's a lot of these like different sailing clubs and like, you know, oh, hey, guess what? We got to put the kids in some kind of summer camp and like, you know, we'll do some kind of water sports. Actually, for when I was growing up in my neighborhood, we would work the cruise ships. So our summer camps were going to work the cruise ships and we would have to come on as guests. But then when we got to open water, we were employees.
All of our scene suggestions are gathered from your listener emails. Or if you want to see video of what's happening right now, and let me just tell you, the Patreon members who get to see this video, they're, I can tell by their emails, so happy with the insanity. For example, right now we're getting James as if he's in a Stephen King novel come to life. The visual of him is so haunting and disturbing.
I'm not allowed to plug my lights in, so I have LED.
No, don't ruin it with the reasons, please. The visual is too good to have any sort of explanation. So if you want to head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis, You can support the show and see the video. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, I would encourage you to write us at alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's alchemythisemail@gmail.com. My mom. Scene one comes from patron VIP Philippe, who wrote, "Dear lovely alchemists, I'm just testing your new email, even though I am a Patreon member. My last scene suggestion was apparently shite, but I take no offense. I still love you, maybe even more so. My new scene suggestion is also inspired by real life. It comes from a story my Irish friend mentioned while reminiscing his childhood. All boys Catholic school and all girls convent or convent school across the road. They have to take the same bus to and from. There is a lot of tension. P.S. I still want Joey to tell us who's Slimo. Take care.
We've done this one.
Phil.
Yeah, we've done this one.
Fuck me and fuck you.
I didn't want to be the one to break it.
I wasn't sure if until the Slimo came out. I was like, yeah. I was like, we might have done this. Huh?
Okay.
It was good though. It was
a great scene.
thank you, Phil. And we'll begin based on anything I just said.
Let's just go. Let's go. Let's rock and roll.
That's perfect.
Exactly.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's
rock and roll. I have a reservation for a Slimo, but they haven't showed up. Can
I see your ticket, please? Let's go. Can I see your ticket, please?
Yes. Here you go.
Okay.
I was trying not to rush it.
I see the problem. This is for tomorrow, bud.
No, that can't be right. I bought that reservation from a gentleman named Slimo.
I don't know. I guess we're next, honey. This guy with the slime.
No. Don't rush up on me.
Take your time, pal. I heard the guy say it's tomorrow, but go ahead and flush it out.
Not tonight.
Okay. Hold on. Did you say you bought this from Slimo?
Yeah, he was scalping reservations outside.
Okay, come here. Come here.
Yeah.
Look, I need you to go into the back room, okay? And tell the men who are in there everything you know about this gentleman.
The back room?
Just go right behind me. Take this ticket back. I need
should
to
I leave my kids and my wife up here?
I'd say leave your kids and wife here. I'll get them some water.
Well, just make sure they don't go anywhere, okay?
Of course not.
I'm telling you, this size bread has got to go next to this kind of size bread. It just makes the organizing back here easier. You know what I'm saying?
My only thought, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, and more so correct me if I'm not wrong,
all right,
is I would like the bread in the, what's the word I'm looking for?
Horizontal.
Exactly. Horizontal and right now they're laid out vertically and I don't see a way.
Excuse me.
Bread shipments are in the front. Okay, we're organizing back here.
This is the back room.
Oh, that's right. Well, thank God. I was confused because I thought there was going to be a different scenario. I was supposed to go tell the guys in the back room everything.
Everything of. About any subject in particular right now.
Let me fill you in on the beginning of the story. I forgot my anniversary.
He buried the lead. Am I right, Scotland? He buried the lead.
What's going on? What do you mean you forgot your anniversary? How long has your relationship been going on?
It's been, I mean, I have kids, so that's how long, okay?
I mean, once again, you buried the lead a second time.
Oh my God, this is...
But this is a fancy restaurant, so I figured I'd come and I'd just see if I can. Well,
hold on a second. I got some questions here. I mean, before we just jump in, I mean, don't you know what I mean? If there's too much bread in this story, you know what I mean? But it's a bread joke. We do bread jokes back here.
Scotland, let me lock the door before you finish with your questions. Don't mind. Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay. Door lock.
Oh, that's
door lock again. Door lock again. Okay. I have verbally locked it. Is there still locked?
We do need to fix that verbal lock because it's jumping all over the place, you know?
What's the word I'm looking for, Scotland?
Horizontal.
Horizontal. It is horizontally incapacitated. They're locked. Go ahead with your story, sir.
So when I pulled up, it was clear.
Well,
hold on a second.
I had some questions before we get into the bread of it. Yeah, we do bread jokes back here. But,
pretty good.
Oh, I ate too much. I had too many custards, Jennifer. Too much. Why'd you let me do it?
I don't know. I'm sorry, but you're grossing me out. If you have custard leaking out of your mouth.
Oh,
please,
God.
We're in public. Please.
I gotta lay down.
Can you close your mouth?
Oh.
Oh God, this is so embarrassing.
Here we just go, and belly. I got two more custards here for you, ladies.
No, I'm thank sorry. Hi, we don't need Jennifer. I mean, we're both Jennifer. Don't eat the custard,
Jennifer.
Hi, sir. Can you rub my friend's stomach, please?
I want you to do it, Jennifer.
I have calloused hands.
I like a little texture.
Okay, fine.
I need it. It helps move the custard down. Fine.
Can we have the check, please?
Actually, it's been taken care of.
What?
That gentleman over there?
Hello, ladies.
Right here, I mean, sorry.
No. I am the guy in between who's going to point to the correct gentleman who took care of it.
I will step away.
Hello, ladies. And that gentleman right over there is the one who took care of your child.
It's great to see you, ladies. I hope you enjoy the meal there.
Oh, what a nice Irish man.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Okay, I'll rub.
Did you just have the custard then?
We had a lot of custard. My friend has a hard time knowing her limits. So.
Here's the thing. If you have too much custard, it's too much of a good thing there, isn't it?
Yeah. Now I'm paying for it. I feel horrible. I'm supposed to be listening to my girlfriend. You know, no offense, but bitch. I was going to say bitch about her ex-boyfriend.
You had a second to think choose about a different word, and you still said bitch. So for me, I'm...
It's
and
custard.
I'm rubbing your stomach here.
Oh,
yeah,
it makes
I had
me naughty. Yeah. It makes me naughty. It makes me do bad things because I had too much.
Well, I'm glad I sent over another round then, eh?
Oh, yes, sir. I mean, it was kind of you. No, don't send over any more. I have to rub her stomach.
Can we try her in a vertical?
All right, let's go. Who's next? Who's next? Come on, we'll get all day. Let's go. This is a fancy restaurant. Show me your tickets.
Is our daddy coming back?
Is our daddy coming back?
Just
give me 1 second. Reggie, what's going on? Is everything okay? Where's my husband?
Is our daddy coming back?
It's okay. Reggie, just hold on. He bought a reservation. He bought a reservation outside.
Ma'am, what's your name?
Brianna.
Maybe you don't want the kids to hear this. If you want to just come here for a second. Or I'll whisper it in your ear. Your husband has had interactions with a very dangerous individual. And there are men in the back who are here to handle the situation. Unfortunately, you will not be dining here tonight because he bought illegal reservations for tomorrow night.
Are you our new dad? If you're getting that close to our mom and kissing her ear like that, are you going to be
I wasn't kissing her. So that's
kiss.
The... What?
I don't think I need to be strapped to this chair. I'm gladly going to tell you anything
you want to
know.
Let me tell you somebody. You forget reservations. You forget anniversaries. Mm-hmm. We're going to make sure that you remember these important dates because, God damn, this is your life, man.
From this moment on, you have the opportunity to advance yourself.
That's right, man. That's right.
I haven't denied any of your questions. I've answered...
That is just scene one. We're going to stop on everyone's favorite word.
We should have just gone for 2 hours on this one, Kevin.
I was Anistered. Gearing up for a Jennifer there's Anistered.
No, yeah. Come on. Can't be a step beyond Anistered.
Scene two comes from listener Kale, who wrote, "Hey, Alchemy This Team, hope you're all staying safe. I'm always excited for Tuesdays and Thursdays when the newest episode arrives in the feed. You're all easily my favorite improv team." I'd like to know some other teams that he likes, wouldn't you guys, just to really get a handle? Suggestion. Area 51 intern accidentally lets the alien escape. All the best, Kale. All right, anyway, so which knobs did you say you pushed?
I pushed knob B.
Uh-huh.
Followed quickly by dial A.
Knob B, dial A. Well, that should be it.
Instead of dialing A,
I
pushed it.
Oh, boy. All right. Okay. Well, now I see what's going on. So, how long did you say you've been working here?
About 14 or 15.
Okay. Then maybe this is an older process that you're following. I'm only aware of the last 12.
Uh-huh.
And in the last 12, it is a dial. It's not a push.
Right.
So you kind of knew.
I tend to push everything.
Look alive, gentlemen. Look alive.
Hup.
All right. Ten hut, ten hut, everyone. Ten hut.
Ten hut, sir.
Ten hut. Ten hut, Pizza Hut. Okay, listen up. We got the general coming down today. He's going to do a couple inspections, all right, on the X project. Hush, hush. No one say what that is. All right.
Sir, sir, raise of hands over here.
I see that hand and I acknowledge it.
I have figuratively shit the bed. I pushed the dial instead of turning it. Okay. And I have released what I consider all hell on earth in here.
Okay. Trying to process this. Because what you're saying, the way you're saying it is very calm and it's very soothing. But what
I don't believe saying. In getting excited. My father never got excited.
What do you mean you don't believe in?
Now, look, little guy, I understand you're pointing all behind me. You're pointing to the cigarettes. You're pointing to the pornography magazines. But unless I see some ID, you're not getting anything, man.
Give me book.
Book. Okay, you want a book. All right. Jeez. By the way, I like your fit, man. Those are cool clothes.
Give me cigarettes.
No, see, I can't do that. How old are you?
Cigarettes.
How old? Wait. Why am I getting so cold? Why are you looking?
Cigarettes.
Steph, I'm so sorry to tell you this, but Hank exploded it at the gas station.
What?
Hank exploded it at the gas station. We
diarrhea, or do I need to go clean it up? Or?
No, I wouldn't go check that out. But we all
is he got okay? together.
We got you some Powerball tickets. so if that might help with the house
gonna,
and
do I need to pick him up? Does he need to come home
oh,
early?
Oh man, I thought this was gonna go different. He I don't know how do I say this. His head
God, he's a headache too. He can get really bad migraines.
Yeah,
it can be so bad sometimes. He goes limp in the middle of sex.
Oh, and it's okay. Good sex.
Martin, I went over the video of you explaining to Steph of what happened.
Why? Yeah.
As a grief counselor here, certain things that you're going to have to start, I don't know, doing better is the way I would phrase it. She's distraught. She's also something that I like to call upset. I need you to get back over there and try to calm her down.
You got it.
Hey, buddy.
I'm sorry. So the gig is just following this guy and filming him delivering bad news? Is this like for a gag show? I don't understand.
No. He's a grief counselor, and we thought it'd be interesting and helpful to him for someone to follow him around and film him doing what he does.
Right. I'm an award-winning documentary filmmaker, and this is the oddest request I've had. So,
honey, take the job. Okay, you need it. Michael Moore. You could do this.
You know what? She's always right, which is weird and mostly annoying, but it's a fact. She's always right. Mm-hmm. So the answer is yes.
Excellent.
I'll tell you what.
Stephanie.
Hello? Hello?
Hey, Stephanie. It's me again. Calm down.
I feel like my arms are like disembodied from my whole body. I just feel out of control.
Calm down.
I don't know what to do.
Calm down, okay? Your husband exploded.
I got it.
He's gone. Calm down. I already gave you the scratches. What else am I supposed to do? Check that.
I've tried to call everyone in my family. No one's answering it. I don't know. Are they exploded too? Are they exploded too?
Let's just assume.
Why did this happen?
Hey there, little fella. See you hitchhiking here on the side of the road. I got room for one more in this 18-wheeler if you want to hop on up.
I want to drive.
All right. Don't be crazy. Have a seat. Where are you headed to?
I want to drive the truck.
That's my girlfriend in the back. She's taking a nap. Don't wake her, but if she wakes up...
drive.
Okay, all right. Look alive, people, look alive. All right, let's see here. Okay, and now if we get these pillows together and some of this bread, we'll be able to mock up what might look like the alien that was supposed to be in this chamber. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So let's just put this over there.
Right there. Oh, that's nice.
You know, I got to say, we're always in our different offices, but...
The general's coming. The general's coming.
Okay, general's coming. Okay.
General, look alive.
Look excited.
If he says something to me, chances are I'm going to break.
Don't. The general's a woman.
I don't see people below their chin. Just
well, you said he.
I don't see people below their chin.
I'm waiting to come in as soon as my trumpet solo is done. I refuse to walk into a room when the music has not been played to the end. I love what you did with that. That was really some beautiful stuff. Attention!
Attention!
Attention! Attention! Attention! Pizza Hut. My attention.
Okay, yes. As I want to make clear to everyone, as I always do every time I enter a room, I am a woman. I am a female general. Some of you don't. Yeah, I see a hand.
General, I don't look at people. I don't know if you have titties or penis on your chest, and it does not matter. I don't even know what sex I am. I haven't looked down in years.
I understand, and thank you for saying that. I do actually happen to have both a titties and penis on my chest.
That's beautiful. That's
just something about me. So, okay. So I'm here to talk about Project X. Highly... confidential project, and I am looking to see if we've made any progress with the subject X.
Okay.
Yes, yes, we have the project.
Sam Thompson!
So it looks like the specimen has formed a pillow-like body and bread-like arms, and if we take a closer look here, we'll notice that it's in some kind of stasis shock.
It looks like there's three French rolls and a baguette.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep. Look, isn't that crazy? The shapes that
Why
we're familiar
is that
with.
In there? That's not X.
I guess it's time for me to.
Hey, little man, you looking for a good time? You got this big,
I want a good time.
Well. Why don't you just let me into this big old truck and we can have a big old, you know.
No, what? A big old what?
You know.
No, I've never been taught. A big old what?
A big old good time.
Okay, I like good times.
Is that a woman back there?
There's a woman back there. She's sleeping. Don't wake her up.
Okay.
Wait, Jennifer, wait. So your boyfriend exploded too.
Yes.
And then you woke up to wild alien-like intercourse.
Yes,
or did you wake up to a woman fucking bread and a pillow? It's a confusing
story. That's what it looked like. I don't know what else to tell you. It looked like a woman was fucking a bunch of bread.
All right, ladies, and here's two more custards.
We don't want any more custard, please.
Jennifer, this is going to help you.
Do not eat the custard, Jennifer.
Ladies, the man over there has asked me to tell you that he wants you to have more custard.
What do you want?
I'm not here to get anything, ladies. I just noticed you could use some custard.
It helped me. It helped dry up my tears.
She's sick.
All right, who's next? Who next? Oh. Slimo.
I had reservation.
Yeah, no. Of course. Hey, okay. Look, you're in a lot of trouble, man.
No. Keep it on the down low. I'm not dangerous. I just want to have good times. Cigarettes, pornography. I'm Slimo.
Okay.
That is scene two.
Oh, fantastic.
Is it canon or not?
Thank goodness. It is finally established. Oh, man. Happy days.
Scene three comes with some patron VIP Toby, who wrote, "You sly son of a gun. I know you chose my scene while Chris was hosting just to make me look like a fool since I specifically greeted you and or Cole. Of course, I'm kidding. I can't imagine you have the time to plan these things out so perfectly. No, we've shown proof of that a little earlier. So let's try this again. Hey, Alchemist, scene suggestion is Wednesday. Carry on, Toby! Could we just have the next, let's go with an actress this time. Those of you actresses who have the sides, please, if you've signed in already, I'm just trying to mix it up a little between the actors and actresses. So let's go with an actress, whichever one of you is ready now. I'm going to take you in.
Hey, buddy. I don't know how many times I've told this. You got to get the hell out of this McDonald's, okay? Stop coming in here and treating it like it's a goddamn audition, okay? Either get a burger.
Do you want to be in the film? Do you want to be in the film?
Buddy, I keep hearing this all the time. You're some kind of famous documentarian.
You're coming in. Okay. You could be the director of the film. Look, you seem to have a good authoritative.
You know what? Fuck it. Fuck it. I'm the director today. Let's do it.
All right.
Let's do it. Today's the day. I'm the director. Right. Let's do it.
And action.
I'm the director. What do you want me to do?
I want you to say
I'm not a lady, but I am ready right now for my audition.
See?
And I already bought food, so.
Great. This is the director, so he'll be seeing
you today. He's the manager of this McDonald's.
No. I'm a director.
Oh, come on. I'm not working with.
Welcome to Burger King. Can I get your order, sir?
Yeah, is it Whopper Wednesday?
It's Whopper Wednesday, sir. Yes, sir.
Will you explain
to me? Could you please hurry up and order, sir? I have an audition at the McDonald's. Could you please hurry up?
Just quickly, then you tell me the details of the special of Whopper Wednesdays.
Well, first of all, the Whopper is, of course, hold a pickle, hold a lettuce. Special orders, don't forget us. How we ask that you let us serve it your way. Details of Whopper Wednesday is you get a Whopper and we'll have it your way. It comes with one fry, sir. Now you get to choose whether that fry's on the left or the right side of the tray when I bring it out to you.
Okay, I'll take one Whopper right side fry, please.
Right, one Whopper right side fry.
Thank you.
So you have an excellent square jaw on you as well. If I was you, I would get out of here when I do and go over there to McDonald's.
Fillers.
Huh?
Fillers.
You mean in your jaw cheeks?
Mm-hmm, and my chin.
Ooh, that looks. That
Nine
looks.
Syringes at $800 a pop, but it's worth it, I think. Look at me.
Do me a favor. I'm going to slide you a napkin. Write down the name of your doctor and or physician so that I may see them myself.
Okay, there it is. There you go.
Dr. Lucasto. L-U-C-A-S-T-O. That is a U, right? L-U-C-A-S-T-O?
Yes, sir. Lucasto.
Thank you, sir. Here's
your, Tony, I need you to talk to me in the back office really quick. Just, Rita, would you fill out the front desk, Tony?
Oh my God.
Rita, you take the register. I need to talk to Tony in the back.
Okay? Yeah, you heard him. You take that front desk at the register.
Oh my God.
Okay, Tony, come here. Mm-hmm. Shut the door behind you.
Hold on, let me. Door, lock. Door. Did you? Lock. Door, lock. Lock, door, lock.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Did you just request a phone number?
Yes, I did. I have no shame in my game.
I am so sick of this. You only care about your acting career. You come in here all day. I've heard about the audition you're going to make. And then you're hitting on customers, getting their phone numbers. You know what? Give me that apron. You're done here.
No, I'm nothing without my apron. You know that.
Give me that apron.
This apron, you're going to have to.
Look, honey, it's the front desk at the Burger King. This is so exciting. Hi, we have a reservation. The Thompson's.
Oh my God.
Thompson. Okay. Let me just take a look here.
Thompson's, got the Your Way suite.
Wait.
Let me see here.
Am I supposed to have a list? I thought I was working the register. Frank! Frank, why can't you hear me?
Which one of you is checking us in? I'm just so excited.
I don't work here.
All right, sir, we got the two cars to blow up whenever you call action. We couldn't get stunt people, but we got the high school football team here.
You know what? I'm a director. Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right, sounds good. You do have one more audition. You should be here in 2 minutes
Let's hold.
Hey, hold everybody, that. I'm sorry. I had to fight a man for an apron, but I'm ready to go now.
My name is Frank. I am an actor. I'm ready to audition for your movie and or just be in it immediately.
Oh, yeah. Let's audition. Let's do it. Yeah. Let's go from the top. Do you need a scene partner? You want somebody to read with you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, great. Earl, you want to do this?
No, I mean,
oh, God.
I'm so sorry. My name is also Earl.
Yeah, but...
my name is Earl.
Yeah, but you're one of the high school kids. Why would he...
Why don't we do this? Why don't you two act it out? Uh-huh. And the person I think acted the best, it can be your scene partner. How about
ooh,
that?
That's huh? good. I'm just going to sit and watch.
I just want to let you know that I don't do drama. It's for nerds. I'm a football player.
Okay, great. Whatever. All right. So let's go from the top.
Okay. All right, Earl, you can go first.
Thank you. Well, we're together, right? We're doing it together.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can have
I'll say the first line. Okay, I'll hit it.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, man. I love to eat these burgers.
That was great. Sorry, I'm breaking. That was great. That was
Are you making fun of me?
No. And it's not nerdy. What you've got is talent.
No, it's nerdy. It's nerdy and it's crusty.
Okay, then just read the second line. Let's see. Let's just see.
Okay, so you read the first line first then.
Okay. Oh, man. I love these burgers.
Yeah, well, that's because you're a piece of shit.
Oh, my God. That's so good, director. I think he won that.
Well, I didn't really get to hear your part.
Father, I have a confession to make.
Yes, my son.
I'm sorry, is there two fathers in there?
Yes.
Yeah, fathers, I have a confession to make. Okay.
Two fathers Wednesday. What is the mission?
I was, first of all, y'all know me from my job. Normally, y'all come in and get that special all the time. But today, I looked into the face of oblivion when I met an actor who was just a football player who had more charisma than I ever
will. What was he, an actor or a football player?
Yeah, that's the whole point. Yes,
you can't be both, especially not in high school. If you're in high school, you have to choose.
That's what I thought right before I put the gun in my mouth, because I thought I had seen it all.
Oh,
he was both.
O.J. Simpson was both. Of course, he had that third talent as well, the stabbing thing. But he was a football player and quite the actor, yeah?
But I'm talking about high school. I'm talking about high school.
Fathers, get in here. Fathers, get in here. So as you know, we've been having a film crew follow you.
Sir, yes, sir.
Into confession.
There's the cardinal in the room. Show respect. Let's get the sign of the cross. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay. Now, as you know, yeah, for educational purposes, we've been filming what's going on in the confession. What was that OJ thing, dude?
If I may, the film and confession sounds like counterproductive.
It's also
I like
just
it keeps us accountable. I like
and,
it.
And yeah. And I was just trying to relate to the bloke then, yeah.
By making an association with O.J. Simpson, is that right?
Was it the stabby part? Was that what set you off, Cardinal?
Yeah, it's what set me off. Not me off. This tape is CCTV. It goes directly to the Pope's desk.
Yo, Papa.
Me. Oh, no.
Yo, Papa.
I was going to say this.
Can I give my 2 cents?
Please.
To me, always. This is what I'm talking about. It feels like
you should have taken a vow of poverty, so you shouldn't have any sense at all.
Let the father speak.
Everyone's trying to fight me. I feel like I'm getting in fights in the confessional with this Papa. I'm getting in fights with, what are you, the director of this scene?
Yeah.
The director of this scene. I feel like everyone's out to get me, and I'm just trying to be a good Catholic
priest. I hear you. All right. How about this? Why don't we all just relax a second? It's Whopper Wednesday.
Maybe
I can call the Pope. You have it your way. Left or right? It's up to you. Why don't we hop in the church van? It's a little old. The brakes aren't what they used to be, but it'll get us there.
Il Papa, we have a call from one of our cardinals in America. They want to know if it's okay if they use the Vatican card on some Burger King. They just want to confirm that it's okay. Is it okay?
It's okay.
Okay, I'll let them know.
Hey, wait, before you go, I have a question for you.
Okay.
two rows of the Virgin of Yellowwood, eh? I'm sorry I could not take a both. Which one do I take, eh?
Yeah, probably the one most traveled. Is
most
right?
traveled by, that's a good thing.
Okay.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello.
And that's a cut. That's a wrap, everybody. Give it up for all our players today, huh? Really good production.
Hey, what's your break? Am I the director?
Yeah, but you got to get back to your shift.
That's right.
He's got a good point there, Stan.
I got to go.
Wow.
So, listen, today I think we saw a lot of talent emerge, frankly. Mm. Some of you thought this was dumb. You did great performances.
Yeah, I think I did think it was dumb the whole time. I also just want to say, like, I know you kept saying...
the hell is this? Is that my son, Earl?
Oh, no, my papa's here.
The hell is this? Uh-oh. You're supposed to be out there hitting that tree that I taped a mattress around.
Sir, before you scream, can I show you a daily? Can I show you a quick snippet of the work your son has done today?
What are you talking about? Are you trying to give me ecstasy?
Just watch this monitor, please. I'll press play now.
It's just the two lines, but I'm just gonna keep kind of go. Oh, ew! Sorry, my foot got stuck on something slimy.
Let me stop there.
Oh my god!
What'd you see?
Oh my god! I saw something beautiful. I didn't know you had that in here. Oh, I'm so sorry. I was a bad dad.
You're not a bad dad, Dad.
Hello.
Oh my god.
Yeah, looking for James. I don't know how to pronounce your last name. It looks like Franklin. I'm looking for Earl's dad.
Yeah, that's me.
Hi. By the way, hi, Gary Anthony Williams, Hollywood actor.
I know your voice.
Most people know my face. Not much on the voice. I'm pretty famous. Your son Earl did an acting job. Recently. It involved something at a burger. None of this is important. What I'm here to tell you is that O.J. Simpson saw your son, Earl, doing this acting job.
Yeah.
OJ, I don't know if you know this about O.J. Simpson. He is a very stabby man. O.J. Simpson wants to kill your son, Earl, and I didn't know the best way to put this. Oh, as a black God. Actor, I felt it necessary to tell you.
Oh my God, I don't know what to do. I do I let it happen?
Yeah, that's why I'm here with you, sir, just to let you know.
What's up with this film crew? What the hell is this?
I'm just an actor. I'm trying to keep it. I'm going to keep it going till OJ gets here.
Well, don't say that. Say those words.
Hi. I wanted to talk to you. I was at the Burger King. I'm a thespian. I'm in Troop 2468. You guys didn't really utilize me, but I was wondering if I could sing a song at Earl's funeral.
Listen. This is Burger King. That filming is going on at McDonald's, okay? I am so sick of thespians. Rita, come here. Rita, I need you to take this.
Oh, no, please. No. Please. No.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm shy.
Listen, I don't know who Earl died. Earl?
Yeah, he's a football player. And also actor, which was really confusing for us as
yeah, it doesn't work like that. You can't do both. You can't That's be a Burger King think. Guy and an actor. You can't. Yeah, you're right.
Either way, so they are filming his funeral. So I wanted to sing a song.
I mean, you could practice here, but the funeral's not here. This is Burger King. That horrific accident. That was the McDonald's thing.
Oh, you see, then I don't. You see the problem? I don't want to be here. Then I don't want to be here.
You got to order something.
And the Oscar goes to...
Please be little dog. Please be little dog. Please be little dog.
I'm going for little dog. It's going to be little dog. It's going to be little dog.
Come on, little dog.
It's
going
to be little dog.
It's going to be little dog.
That is a big envelope.
Little dog.
He's tearing it up.
How can you read if the pieces are so small?
He did it horizontally.
Little dog.
He did it horizontally.
Little dog.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
Is anyone here from Little Dog to get the award?
Is the director Randall Slavman?
Oh, yeah!
my gosh. Is he here?
Randall couldn't be here because he's working his shift at McDonald's, but he wanted to say that the inspiration he drew from...
Does this guy know?
He's the same guy that opened the envelope, right?
How would he know? No idea what
how would he have this speech?
Did Randall tell you to say? Did he tell you to say?
Feels
that?
Like he's making it up.
This isn't a Q&A.
This whole thing's a sham. This whole thing's a sham.
No, wait. Don't get everybody have a seat. This is the actual Oscars. This is the actual Oscars. Well, that blew up in our face.
That was, what happened out there, man?
Dude, we were going so good. Just like I was so nervous because like we pretended like this was the Oscars. We had the whole red carpet. Yeah. Everybody
hey guys, I'm sorry to interrupt you guys. The ratings just came in. That was the biggest Oscars ever.
What are you talking about?
The ratings just came in from the show just now.
You're saying what are you the highest to say? Number?
That, what was you the, say? That was the highest numbers ever ever seen in the
like
Oscars.
Like, is a bad thing? That's a bad thing?
No. No, if some of you say the biggest or the best, that's a good thing.
The biggest?
Yeah.
So what are you kidding? So what are you kidding at exactly?
That you guys just had the highest rated Oscars ever. I don't understand what I'm saying.
What do you want to do to us? What is going on?
What do you want from us?
Hold on, just one second. Let me call somebody. Hey, baby, can you hear me? Hello, baby, can you hear me? I tried to tell him it's the biggest and the best. I'm in the room with them now. I told them what you said. It's the biggest and the best Oscars ever, and they don't understand what I'm saying. I use the superlatives.
Well, but what tone of voice are you using? Are you
this
using
right
your
now?
Happy,
I'm,
this is not your happy tone. Okay. Some people tune out.
little dog, over here. Little dog, over here. Is it true that you got a lot of your acting inspiration from Earl?
Look, buddy, this is a park, okay? You want to come and talk to my dog? Feel free. I don't care. Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
And I used to want to get into Hollywood. I used to think that was my dream, you know?
Your forehead's bleeding, sir.
Yeah, football injury. But
no, it's currently bleeding.
Yeah, I just played football. Yeah, I just didn't know. I just thought, maybe I should put up the acting weights. I don't know what the hell they're called. Put on the football.
Hey, baby, there's that football player with the hemophilia. Hi, guy.
How are you?
Hey.
I got hemophilia. I just say, hey, you're out there asking the right questions. You're part of the business, man. I just want to say I love it, man. Keep it going, all right?
Sorry. I'm so sorry. There was a hawk that just came down, and it picked up your dog.
What?
And it ran away. I'm so sorry. I didn't know how to stop it.
Oh my god!
Okay, so what I understand actually happened was the dog died via hawk, but the owner died via bleeding out from a very small laceration on his forehead.
He was a hemophiliac football player.
Yeah, so there's no clotting to be done. What I'm asking you is, can I sing at either of the funerals? I've got something prepared.
Let me call my buddy at McDonald's. I think he's calmed down again.
Okay. Thank you.
Hello, James? Jimmy, are you there? I can't get him. I'm sorry. Clearly you can't sing at McDonald's. Let me try my buddy at Wendy's. Hello? Yeah, I have a young lady who promises she has a stellar voice. There's been more deaths than she'd like to sing at a funeral.
Stellar. I've not said stellar.
Stellar voice, absolutely amazing.
As long as it's stellar.
Pardon me, that as long as it's stellar? I can personally guarantee you it will be. I'll send her over to your place.
Okay.
I have the connection for you. Here's the address.
Everybody, thank you for being here at this occasion. It's a sad day, obviously. This is a cemetery.
Hell yeah!
But it doesn't have to be a place of 100% sadness.
Why not? Why? It seems like a good place to be sad.
You would think so. What if I told you we had a stellar singer?
Woo! Oh,
get out of here. Get out of here, Cardinal.
What if I told you?
Get out of here, Cardinal.
What if I told you she's got a direct line to El Pope? And she sings to him every night.
El Pope.
Oh, bring her out.
Now, what if I told you she's here with us today? Make some noise from Thespian Troops. Something, 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 something.
2468.
2468. Here she is.
I just want to make some clarifications before I start.
Sing!
Is she going to sing or talk?
She's going to sing. But maybe not stellar, and maybe she doesn't know the Pope. And I'm more bring a theatrical aspect to the singing and less of a...
I just want to say before you sing that my boyfriend and my dog were the two most important things outside of hearing someone sing.
Okay.
So you're going to be able to close a wound that I don't know would ever have been healed without singing.
Okay. Great.
Thank you.
I spent all your time waiting for a second chance.
Oh, my.
If I make it okay.
And because it is Wednesday, the reception will be held at Burger King, where you can have one fry on either the left or the right.
And that's our show.
I hope so.
That is our show for today. Oh, fuck. Take me home and make me stink. All right, let's thank all of our alchemy, shall we? Starting with Caroline Connor, who's so happy.
Yeah, because that was funny.
Thank you for being here. How's the Connor core?
Look. I don't know.
Okay.
It's really going good. Better than I could have ever dreamed.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
This is a podcast we're talking about, folks, to our listeners, mm-hmm. and you should all just go check it out immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you, Caroline, for being here.
Thank you.
Speaking of other podcasts on the side, Mr. Chris Alvarado.
God, that was so much fun.
Yes.
Ooh,
pardon me. I had the broccoli.
That was so much fun. Yeah. Check out the Comedy Fix if you want to like question of like, is what we're doing anything?
I've been listening. Thank you so much for having me. And it's so fun to listen to you guys sort of get to the core of your darkest fears while talking about comedy.
Get into the Cotter core.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
I don't care.
Gary Anthony, Will Jones.
Yo, brother.
Hey. How's it going on the thing you're filming that you may or may not be able to talk about?
Well, I finished filming that one thing, then I'm going to go film another one.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I is.
Can you talk about it?
But if you want to hear my throat make sounds, there's a new cartoon called The Harper House that's coming out soon. The Harper House. So listen to that.
Where might folks find it?
On
the place.
I'm going
to
Google
Harper House. Get off my job. I get it. Jackie Gonzalez DeRuthy, thank you so damn much.
Thank you. What a good time.
Right? You're out of the room with the never used exercise bike. Where are you now?
I'm actually in the room, but I usually face the other direction. But basically, there were lawnmowers, so I just made myself into a little cave.
Oh, nice. Well, thank you for being here, and thank you for bringing the cave.
Thank you.
Anything you'd like folks to know before?
You know me. I'm at Jackie DeRuthy. And if you're on Instagram while you're there, God bless Chim Chum is really making me laugh on his stories. My God, I'm so happy that he's wasting his time on TikTok because it's helping me waste my time watching.
And naturally, she's talking about the Joey Greer.
Yes. God bless Chim Chum.
Joey, what the fuck?
I mean, that's exactly what's going on with me. Jackie, thank you so much. I am on TikTok now. I had God Bless Chim Chum. I kept it cohesive, kept it easy.
Doing duets, acting challenges.
It's crazy. It's really surreal that these are available. There's no way to explain it. There is, but I refuse to. But check it out on Instagram. Check out Alchemy This on Instagram. Check out Alchemy This Pod on Reddit. And you know what? If you're like, hey, maybe I want to look on a screen on my laptop, check out gamefront.com.
Look out. That's a giver. James Heaney?
Yeah,
GameFront.com is probably where you'd want to get any mods for video games if you're looking to spice up an old library of games. But on YouTube at GameFront, you can see videos of me playing games.
Beautiful. Now let's thank our engineer and producer of the stars, Mr. Doug Bean. Bye, folks at iHeartMedia. And thank you all very much. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, asking you to be kind to each other. It's the easiest route and the shortest distance to happiness for all. Until next time.
Alchemy. Alchemy. Alchemy.